Alan Parry from Suzuki. Tell me all about the Suzuki range as we go into 2013.
Well, basically, Tim, Suzuki's well known as being the small car experts in the UK and globally. And we start with our Alto model, which is our city car. It's what we call our A-segment city car. It's the smallest car we do. Very, very economical car, 99 grand per kilometre CO2, zero road tax, so very, very popular so far. It's about 3 years old now, but still selling very well. Makes up for about 40% of our sales mix.
You know, Suzuki's been around for years and years and years. You've also had quite a lot of credibility when it comes to the 4x4 market, haven't you?
We have. We're known as 4x4 experts as well. Perhaps there's a lot more heritage with our 4x4 models in the UK. This year was the 24th year of the Vitara model, which is our compact SUV. Suzuki was the first manufacturer to make a compact SUV. And we are one of the very few manufacturers left who, on the Grand Vitara model, can offer high and low ratios. So for our customer base, people who tow, people who use them off, genuinely use them off-road, it's what they need.
Now, what is really interesting, you've got two particular models for 2013 which have been facelifted ever so slightly. First of all, why do car manufacturers go for facelifts and why in particular these two models?
We tend to facelift cars. I'll ask that first question for you now. All manufacturers tend to facelift cars, you know, midway through their product life cycle. The reason we do that is it gives an indication as to how a future model may look, some design features of it, and secondly, it's designed to keep the car fresh in people's minds. So somebody, for example, has had a car for 3 years, that car might not be replaced for 6 or 7 years. To get them into a minor change car, as we call it in the industry, it really makes a difference, because people feel that, yes, they've still got the car that they know well, but it does look slightly different. And we try to do that every 2 or 3 years with all of our range of cars, and it works. It works well.
So the future's looking pretty good for Suzuki at the moment, I would imagine. And generally, I think the motoring industry is picking up. And that's often a sign, isn't it, for the rest of the economy in the UK and globally, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a good sign when our dealers are starting to see more people coming in. Suzuki's been running a VAT-free campaign on the Alto. The Alto was up until recently, but the Splash and Swift are still running on VAT-free, and that's having a huge positive effect on sales. People realising that they can own a Suzuki for less money, and they're very reliable cars, very fuel-efficient cars as well. So it's good news for us. The total car market will be around about 2 million units going into next year. So it's a pretty big sector. Yeah, it's a pretty big sector, and Suzuki's got around about 1.5% share of that. Thanks to the campaigns, and thanks to our new TV campaign as well, we hope to end this year around about 24,500 units, which for us will be an increase of about almost 5,000 cars over 2011. So it's good news for us.
Alan Parry from Suzuki, thanks very much indeed.
Welcome.